Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. Today we're here with Ronak Singhal. Ronak, what do you do at Intel?
I'm a computer processor architect, so I work on defining and designing our next generation of microprocessors at Intel.
So we've been talking a lot about Penryn on Chip Chat. Mm-hmm. Today you're going to tell me about Nehalem. So tell me what Nehalem is and how does it relate to our current generation and Penryn?
Okay, so first let me explain what Penryn is. Penryn is what we call a TIC processor. A TIC is the first processor project that we do on a manufacturing process, in this case, the 45-nanometer process. With a TIC project, we take the processor from the last manufacturing process and shrink it onto the new one. So in this case, the Core 2 processor was on 65-nanometer, and we've moved that to 45-nanometer.
Okay.
Nehalem is what we call a TOC. The TOC is where we do a complete overhaul of the processor. So it's a ground-up design. We started from scratch, looking to create the highest performing processor on the market and the most power efficient processor. So Nehalem basically extends the lead that we have today on the market in terms of both performance and power.
Okay, so it's a new design utilizing the 45-nanometer process, utilizing all the goodness of high-K metal gate.
That's right. The new manufacturing process is critical to Nehalem's success. With the new manufacturing process, we get higher performance because we get faster transistor switching speed. We get more transistors on the processor that lets us add new features for higher performance, and we get lower power, which means we get longer battery life in notebooks, we get better performance and better power efficiency in the data center for enterprise.
And Nehalem, you talked about the performance increases, and usually I associate energy efficiency improvements with process technology advancements, but you said that there were some energy efficiency advancements with Nehalem as well.
Yes. The energy efficiency advancements with Nehalem come from both the new manufacturing process, the 45-nanometer, but also advances we've done inside the processor for circuit technology and for microarchitecture innovations. From a microarchitecture standpoint, in the past, whenever we've added features for performance, we simply looked to see how much performance we could add. If a feature added X percent of performance, that was great, and we'd add it to the processor. That's no longer the case. Now, for a feature to be added, it has to give us performance and it has to be power efficient. If it gave us a lot of performance, but it was inefficient for power, we didn't add it to the processor. And this was a brand new mindset for us. But the key thing is that we had a maniacal focus on power efficiency on Nehalem in order to make sure it would be the best product going all the way from notebooks to servers.
Okay. And how can the industry take advantage of Nehalem's new capabilities? Are they working with us on Nehalem at this point?
Yes, we're working very closely with a number of partners in the industry. From the software side, we're working with operating system companies and application developers to make sure that they are optimizing their code to take advantage of the key features on Nehalem. For example, one of the key features that we've added to Nehalem is simultaneous multithreading, SMT. What that allows us to do is run two threads per core. Now, on the Nehalem family of products, we support from one core all the way up to eight cores today and more in the future. With SMT, we'll support from two threads to 16 threads because each core will support two threads. As applications become more and more threaded, we can deliver higher performance with SMT. The other great thing about SMT is it's very energy efficient. So we could have added more and more cores, but that's not the most energy efficient way to get performance. SMT allows us to get much higher performance with very little cost in terms of power.
I've also heard that a major feature of Nehalem is something called QuickPath. Can you tell us what that's about?
That's right. In addition to all the changes that we've made inside the microarchitecture for Nehalem, one of the key components of the Nehalem family is the new system architecture, which we call the QuickPath architecture. There are two key components to this, the QuickPath interconnect and the QuickPath memory controller. And with these two features, what it allows us to do is get higher bandwidth to memory and lower latency to memory. So those two features give us much, much higher performance for critical applications, such as databases and games. So a wide range of applications can benefit from this new feature.
How long does it take for you guys to actually come up with a new talk like this?
We've been working on Nehalem, it seems like forever. It's really only been about 4 years, but it's still a very long time. And we're very, very excited to reach the point where this will be coming out next year in 2008.
That's fantastic. So you work as a processor designer at Intel, and you've been working on the Nehalem project, but how does one become a processor architect?
Yeah, I've been at Intel for 10 years, came right out of school from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh in 1997, and I've been working in the architecture team since then. So I worked on the initial Pentium 4 design, and then followed that on with some of the proliferations of the Pentium 4, so projects with code names like Willamette, Northwood, and Prescott.
So Penryn, Nehalem, we hear lots of code names at Intel. Why did you guys choose Nehalem for this microprocessor?
Choosing code names is one of the longest exercises we actually have on the project. Typically, they're named after geographic features. Nehalem is a little town on the coast of Oregon, and the Nehalem processor was designed at Intel's facility in Hillsboro, Oregon, just outside of Portland.
And what does a processor architect like to do in their off time, or do you get any time off at Intel?
Oregon is a great place. We're 1 hour from the ocean, we're 1 hour from the mountains, and we take advantage of all of that. You know, and we go visit the town of Nehalem whenever we get the chance to.
We were joined today by Ronak Singhal. Ronak is a processor architect at Intel. Thanks for joining us today, Ronak.
Thank you, Allison.
Join us next week for another edition of Chip Chat.